tape territory. This film has been restored and audio described.
From the front of a monorail car, a concrete beam runs ahead down a city street, cars passing below. White script over the street, Century 21 calling. A bell emblem, a Westrex sound emblem, and the fair's own symbol. Produced by Jerry Fairbanks Productions. Directed by Robert Larson. Ahead, the Space Needle rises beside a tall white apartment block. A second train comes the other way on the parallel beam. Inside the car, a boy in a blue cardigan and a girl in a pale yellow dress with a white bow in her strawberry blonde hair, side by side on a bench seat, other passengers round them. From above, the train glides over a street of low shops, the Space Needle beyond. The two laugh together. She waves out of the window. The train slides under a station canopy. From behind, the couple point ahead at the fair, a Ferris wheel and the tops of rides. The train draws into the fair terminal under a curved canopy. They grin at each other. The passengers rise and file out. He takes her hand down the step. A crowd on a covered walkway. The two hurry along it, her full skirt swinging. She points up. A broad avenue packed with people, arched pavilions either side, hills beyond. The Space Needle from its foot, three splayed legs, a tapering shaft, the saucer top against gray cloud. A white pavilion with a scalloped roof, crowd streaming past. Spinning teacup cars. The boy holds a bunch of blue and gold balloons printed Seattle World's Fair. She has a cone of pink candy floss. A skyride gondola crosses in front of the needle. The gateway, rides striped awnings, a whirling arm of cars, crowds. She laughs up at her balloons. By the Ferris wheel, the two look up, arm in arm. The Great Britain Pavilion, its wall patterned with the Union Jack, they come down its steps. Then the Canada Pavilion, fountains, a row of flags. A row of shops, gifts from Germany, a tie shop guarded by a giant painted warrior. She runs out with a paper bag. A rank of rickshaws with red wheels. She climbs into one and sits back. He takes the shafts and pretends to pull. Mohan's Hong Kong custom tailors. At the door, a young woman in a Korean dress, white top and violet skirt. The girl admires it and the two smile at each other. Backstage USA, a show front painted with dancers' legs. He spins for a look, she pulls him on by the arm. Flags, the needle, the Africa Pavilion. Women in saris at the India Pavilion. The United States Science Exhibit. White Gothic arches, a broad stair, crowds. The two climb it. Inside, silhouettes pass a glowing wall of color. Displays, elements to atoms, atoms combine. A giant molecule of red and white balls. She laughs through it at him. A spiral model of DNA. A gyroscope in a glass cylinder. How do animals learn? A woman in blue holds a white pigeon. In a glass box, a pigeon pecks at lit keys. The communications pavilion, its wall a mosaic. A brass band in white plays before it. The Bell System Pavilion, the bell emblem on its white face. The couple walk in past a wall of posters into the exhibits. Modern switchboards, the call director, a phone with rows of buttons, a guide in white, phones on a shelf.
Here is a world of communication, tailored for your needs of today and tomorrow. bringing together all people in a new era of understanding.
A guy, dark, bouffant hair, white cardigan and pearls, shows the girl a phone under a bullseye poster.
Keeping in touch by means of the amazing new Bell Boy is the Bell System's answer today for doctors, salesmen, delivery men, or anyone who must be available at all times in the fast-paced world of Century 21. When someone calls and you are out, you can be reached by dialing your Bell Boy code number.
Close on the little gray Bell Boy clipped to his pocket.
When you get a signal on the Bell Boy, you can go to a phone to call your office or home and get the message.
The three laugh.
This is the automatic dialer. Just listen for dial tone, insert a number card, and press the start bar. The Bell System automatic dialer dials for you more quickly and easily than you can do it yourself.
A card in a slot.
Numbers you call frequently can be punched on small plastic cards. Pick a city. Then see how fast direct distance dialing really is. Dial the area code, then the weather report telephone number. Presto, instant weather. With DDD, most calls go through in 20 seconds or less. Here you see the Bell solar battery in action, turning light into electricity to run this display. Solar batteries are used to convert sunlight to electrical power and make our satellites talk back from outer space.
A dark panel of moving parts, the guide pointing. Push button phoning in tall orange letters.
Hi, this is the Bell System's new touch tone dialing. With this indicator, you see how many seconds you save the new way. Let's try it.
Okay, I'll race you. Ready? Go.
The two race, each on a phone jabbing buttons. A counter counts the seconds.
I beat you.
He beats her and crows.
Welcome to our exhibit. I'm glad to have this opportunity to tell you about the telephone switching center of tomorrow. The electronic central office, which is made possible by the magic of the transistor and other tiny but amazing devices invented by the Bell Telephone Laboratories. Imagine, if you can, an electronic brain operating at millions of a second speeds. I say brain because the new electronic central office will almost think for itself. It will not only carry out instructions you dial into it, it will also remember instructions you provided earlier. These memory features will offer many convenient services I'm sure you'll be delighted with. For one thing, you'll be able to reach frequently called numbers by dialing only two digits. All you'll have to do is give the telephone company a list of the numbers you dial most frequently. The electronic brain's memory will do the rest. To see how it works, please watch the screen.
On a screen. A kitchen, a wall phone, a woman in blue with a girl in red braids.
Is it time to phone Grandma?
Now, let's see. All right.
Now, let's say you want to call your mother, who lives in Des Moines. You call her fairly often, so the telephone company has assigned 53 as your special number for making this call. When you dial the 5 and the 3, the electronic central office's brain says, uh-oh, something special. Searches its memory for what those two digits represent and dials the area code plus the full number in Des Moines for you. Hello?
Her mother answers.
Ever been invited out for an evening and had to turn it down because you're expecting an extra special call? Well, the electronic central office will solve that problem for you, too. When you do go out, it will be a simple matter to have your calls transferred. All you'll have to do is dial a special code, which tells the equipment's brain you want your calls transferred, and then dial the telephone number where you can be reached. Our amazing electronic central office will take it from there.
She goes out.
I think it's a wonderful call for you. No, you stay there. Hello?
Diane?
No, this isn't Diane. It's Linda.
Linda? What gives? This is Jim Morton. I was calling Diane Brown.
Oh, yes, she's here. She had her calls transferred to my house. Hi, Jim. And what about those times someone has tried to call you and your line is busy? We thought of that, too.
Fine, Sarah, that's fine. I'll have the information for you at the meeting next Wednesday.
When you hear the beep tone on your telephone, you know someone else is trying to reach you.
Sarah, will you hold on just a minute? Someone else is trying to reach me.
All you do is flick the switch hook to hold the first call while you take the second.
Oh, hello, dear. I was just talking to Sarah. I see. Okay, dear, would you tell Fred next time he's in town, he's to bring Helen, right? Bye, dear.
You flick the button back and go on with your first call.
Hello, Sarah. That was Bert calling.
Easy as pie, isn't it? And here's another feature you're going to find handy. Now, look.
Sarah, Jane knows a lot more about that than I do. Why don't we get her on the line and find out? Okay, just a minute.
Want someone else on the line? That's easy, too. Flip the switch button, then dial a code number and the number you want, and presto.
The woman at the desk switches calls.
Hello, Jane? This is Martha. Listen, I have Sarah on the line, and we want to know what to do about...
As we look to the future, we see many extras for tomorrow's telephone users. One day, you may be able to call home and automatically turn off the oven.
An oven, a roast inside.
Or, from a public telephone a couple of hundred miles away, turn on your home air conditioner and have the house nice and cool when you return from your hot trip. It may even be possible to call and water the lawn during that dry spell when you are many miles away on vacation.
Sprinklers start up on a lawn. A man in a roadside phone booth.
Sounds fantastic, doesn't it? But it is all possible because of the basic research our scientists and engineers at the Bell Telephone Laboratories are doing to make your service better day by day. From their work has come breakthrough after breakthrough in science, providing the intricate devices that lie at the heart of your telephone service of tomorrow. Through the invention of better things, we are trying very hard to give you the kind of telephone service you want and need. And we think you'll agree, after seeing the many exhibits we have here, there is no end to telephone progress now or in Century 21.
The exhibit dissolves into night. Fountains play in a wide pool. The boy sits on its rim and the girl comes to sit by him. She points up. The space needle lit against the dark, strings of lights in the bare trees, the science pavilion's white arches glowing beyond the water. Hand in hand, they run off. People in red capes step through a yellow doorway into a glass elevator, a stair, then the fare from high up, the Alaska Dome, the lit arches, the avenues of lights.
You can look through the eye and you're seeing it all. Yes, you're seeing it all. As the present unfolds, what the future beholds, you're elated, fascinated.
The two look down from the needle.
See the art shows. Walk the thoroughfare on the boulevards leading everywhere. Ride a rickshaw, dine on caviar. You can telephone a star. It's a wonderful age on a beautiful stage, demonstrated for you, been created for you. It's just a part of the thrilling start of...
The two against a sunset over the Sound. The Bell System Bell and Jerry Fairbanks Productions.